It's Hospice Vision time here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us, and we know that you're going to enjoy today's program because it's going to give you something very, very special, especially if you're experiencing trauma. And in the studio to talk to me, just like 2 weeks ago, I have Celeste Marburg. Celeste, welcome. Great to have you with us.
It's lovely to be back again.
Celeste, you have some experience of a technique called TRE. Please tell us something about that.
TRE stands for Tension or Trauma Release Exercises. And I actually came across by doing it firsthand. I was told of it by a friend of mine, Therese DePloy, who's a social worker and a counselor. She had a situation, I'm going to put you in the picture, of a young girl that was taken away from her parents due to the fact that she was repeatedly molested as a child. And this little girl disconnected completely from the bottom of her, one would say the half of her body, the bottom part of her body. She couldn't talk about the trauma that she had suffered, despite repeatedly going to counselors and psychologists and so forth. They heard about, Therese heard about TRE, and she sent this particular child to Marianne Genade, who is a TRE therapist here in Pretoria as well. And this little girl came for TRE, the therapy, and it was one or two sessions, and for the first time in her life, she could open up and remember what had happened to her. What TRE involves is it's a technique that was developed by a doctor called Dr. David Baselli. He has a PhD, and he's a specialist in what trauma does to your body, your limbic system. We all suffer trauma, and what we tend to do is we tend to suppress that trauma. We just kind of park it in our brains and we don't think about it too much, or we regurgitate it but don't really do much about it. Or we tend to go for counseling but we don't really see results in counseling. Now, TRE is not there to replace counseling. It's there to work in conjunction with counseling. Counseling is imperative. TRE involves, to put you in the picture, Dr. David Baselli is an expert on helping people in war-torn areas like Sudan, Israel, right across the world where there's war, helping people with their post-war trauma, PTSD as well. And he noticed while he was sitting in bunkers with children and grown-ups that these children were shaking like reeds, but the grown-ups just froze completely. When we suffer trauma, we go into our amygdala, which is our primitive brain. We either we freeze, we do flight, fright, freeze, or the new one is fawn. And obviously, those are survival methods, but they're not the most efficient methods to cope with the reality that we are faced with when we suffer trauma. Children have a very healthy way because they're still, in a way, unpolluted. Of dealing with trauma, they start shaking. I don't know if you've taken your dog to the vet and you see him in the car and he knows he's on his way to an injection and he shakes. You've probably gone for your driver's license and your leg was shaking uncontrollably. That is your body's way of releasing the trauma that is processed by your brain and sits in your body. The shaking then releases that tension and gets rid of it, that it doesn't sit in your body.
That's why you, when you have a car accident,
you shake.
You've got these tremors and you, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what is the first thing they do? They inject you with something that makes your muscles relax and stops the tremoring. The tremoring is important. It's very important for your body to release that tension. David Baselli then concluded 7 different exercises. And when I say exercises, you're not jumping up and down in some aerobic fit. They're just movements that you do that engages your psoas muscle, which is in your pelvic area connected to the lower part of your spine, as well as your vagus nerve. And those That is where your tension goes and sits.
Now, where is this vagus nerve that you're talking about?
The vagus nerve is a large nerve that runs from your brain into your stomach. And it's a very important nerve. To give you an idea regarding this vagus nerve, it regulates, for example, your heart rate, your breathing, digestion, and your emotional response and social engagement. That is why people, when they suffer trauma, they socially engage very awkwardly. Also, in terms of your emotional response, you'll find people, when they are in a stressful situation, they either go into flight, fright, freeze, or fawn. I have a friend who told me one day her little son fell into the swimming pool. And if you have a doting mother, she would be it. She's the most amazing mom for her sons. But she froze. She stood by the pool. She could not think up that she has to get into that pool and save that little boy. Fortunately, the aunt popped into the pool and saved the boy's life. But she goes into freeze response. And that also comes, I'm quite aware of her childhood. It comes from her childhood where she grew up in quite traumatic circumstances, and her response to the trauma that she had suffered in the home was to freeze. And actually, she goes into flight.
Now, just a question on that. Can that change?
Yes.
If you're prone to freezing or flight, can that be changed?
Absolutely. What they have noticed with TRE, if you go for TRE, you do these exercises and it induces these tremors that are necessary. And the brain is very clever. It knows exactly where to send the tremors to. And don't think for one moment you're going to tremor and hurt yourself and go into huge shakes or anything. They are slight tremors. And it releases all that tension that's been stored there throughout the years. And you will find that your emotional responses, the areas where you are in your amygdala, in your primitive brain, the time that you spend in that survival brain of yours shortens. And your thought process goes to your neocortex and where your rationale ensues. So very important, if you do the TRE, the more you do it, the more you release stress, the more you disengage your primitive brain, the more you are able to immediately go into rational when you are faced with trauma or tense situations that come forth in the future. So it's a very good tool to use along, obviously, with counseling and therapy. And yes, it really is a super effective. And I can honestly say that we tend to disengage from our bodies when we are faced with trauma the older we get. I don't know if you've heard of women who are raped, and they would say that I was sitting outside my body looking at my body being raped. That is disassociation, disengagement. And because the trauma that you are suffering is so much that you disengage from your body. And then in those instances, and it's not just for huge trauma like that, it's for small trauma as well. Sometimes we suffer trauma at work. We have a tough boss, we have a tough work schedule, challenging times with our children, whatever the case may be. TRE is for absolutely anybody. And it's a very, very powerful tool. I've suggested it to some of my mediation clients. The way we also respond to stimulus tends to govern our relationships. You've heard of the father who gets a fright, the child is doing something that he's not approving of, and the next minute he yells and screams and goes into fight mode, whereas if he had worked with a trauma that he suffered in his life, he would disengage from that fight mode that he goes into and immediately go into rational and look at the situation rationally, calm down, and think of workable solutions. So that's why I think trauma is for absolutely anybody. And being in South African, we have a lot of trauma in terms of car hijackings, burglaries, robberies, etc. I think everybody has a testimony of how life has dealt them quite a tough hand. And it's something worthwhile pursuing.
On a practical level, what does it involve physically when you go for counseling.
Okay, you don't need to tell your story. That's number one. Number two, you are given a series of seven movements, exercises that you do, like rolling on your feet, the soles of your feet. You start off with that. It's a series of stretching exercises, and you can do it within the limitations of your physical capability. And once you've completed those seven steps, you lie down on a mat under the supervision of a TRE expert, and then you will start tremoring. And it's the most incredible feeling, because they are controllable tremors, in the sense that you can stop when you want to. It's not like an epileptic fit, for example, where you have no control over shaking or tremoring. And you would do it for 10 to 15 minutes. The therapist obviously will gauge where you are at and that you could do it in a healthy way. And I often see that people shake in their legs, etc. And once that is done, you lie on your side, and then you're given opportunity to rest a bit, and then you get up slowly. Interesting, after such a session, you tend to sleep like a baby. Some people get emotional, but it's getting rid of emotion that has been stuck in your body, that's gone back into your mind, and that you can get rid of.
Last question, is it a technique that you can take with you and do it by yourself later, or do you have to come back to the therapist?
Not at all. You can do a few sessions with a therapist. Once you know exactly how your body works and your mind works, you are able to do it at home. And it's something wonderful. You could do it weekly. You can do it as often as what you need to. I don't know, some people feel like they're bursting out of their bodies. They're feeling so overwhelmed by stress and tension and trauma, etc. And that's the time when TRE works at its best. I think we've all been there.
Yeah. Trauma is something that's general in life.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we've been speaking to Celeste Myburgh, who's been sharing with us about the TRE. So you can contact Hospi Vision's head office if you want to make contact. But now, it's just a reminder that you're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And the program is Hospi Vision, and it is time for our devotion. And I'd like to share with you from Psalm 55, verses 1 to 6. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I'm distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked. For they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have befallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, "Oh, that I had wings of a dove! I would fly away and be at rest." Don't you feel like that sometimes? And in a country like ours, where crime is so rampant, most of us live with an element of fear. You never know when your car will be hijacked or someone may break into your house. We lock up and we guard as best we can, but you can never be 100% safe. You think we're unique? We are not unique. My friend paid a visit to some Middle Eastern country and was refused entry to a building because he had a camera with him. Security refused to accept it and look after it. He was told to leave it outside, this expensive camera, leave it outside on the pavement. And he had no choice, so he had to do that. And several hours of anxiety later and after the meeting, he came back and his very expensive camera was still there, untouched. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? But fear and anxiety is not unique. Even those centuries ago, David was also distraught, in terror and in anguish. He also wanted to flee and just run away from everything. Our society today is no different in that respect, and I don't think it'll really ever change. But the solution won't change either. David discovered the solution and was so good to write about it in a song, and God let the song be included in our Bible so that we can learn from it. After all his thoughts of terror and fear, David says in Psalm 55 that we read just now, but this time verses 17 to 18, he says, "As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me." As humans, we can only do so much to control our fears and change our way of thinking. But we can allow the Spirit of God to take control in line of Romans 12 verse 2, which reads, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." If we can do this, then we will find peace with him, and him who allows us to have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16, it says we can have the mind of Christ. God is there for us and is willing to help. But as we hear today, we are also often able to do something about it. God has allowed science to discover solutions that already exist and often has not yet been discovered. But the core of it all is to enjoy a close and intimate relationship with God, that your eyes will be opened when his intervention becomes necessary. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, like David and also like you in the Garden of Gethsemane, we also experience fears and distress. Please remind us to turn to you and seek our counsel and our comfort when this happens. We ask that now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go and listen to some music. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music I'm going to play for you. And the music I played for you there was "I Lift My Hands" by Chris Tomlin. And just as far as the announcements go, we're into December. It's holiday time, and I'm sure you're busy tuning down and relaxing and so on. And so is Hospice Vision. So our courses for the year have finished. And what lies ahead is a time of rest for us as well. So there are no more courses this year, and next year we'll announce the new courses that are running next year. If you want to learn more about it, you can have a look at the website. Please do remember that we also have one free course, actually two free courses, that my wife and I present, and that's the soul-winning course, Learning to Steal. And if you wonder what we're going to teach you over Radio Pulpit about learning to steal, you just register for the course. We'll do that for you. And then, of course, it's free, so do remember that. If you'd like to contact us, you're welcome to contact us on Hospice Vision's head office on the telephone number 012-329-9492. And you can speak to Luvengo. Just remember that the office will close within a week. So end of this week, the office will be closed until the beginning of next year. Then also you can send Luvengo an email on friend@hospivision.org.za. And then if you're interested in having a look at our website, where all the courses will be registered for you, so you can have a look there what you're interested in attending, you can look at hospivision.org.za. And if you don't have all these facilities, you're welcome to drop us a line on P.O. Box 12423, Queenswood 0121. And that's it for today. It was great having you with us, and I hope you enjoyed the program as much as I did. It certainly was very enlightening and interesting for me. I'm going to play out for you with "I Surrender" by Shelley and Peter Coffey. And may you surrender your life to God in total, and you will find the peace that passes all understanding. This is Peter Barnard from the Hospice Vision Studio, and I'm looking forward to having you again with us next week.